Today, in honor of the National Day of Listening, KIOS is updating some of its StoryCorps interviews from 2007. Back then, young Keontre Compton loved to sing, especially in church, and was planning to study law. But the interview with his big brother, Stuart Chittenden, turned to a serious subject.
Like, you know how, it's this question I want to ask you. What are the things you believe in? Like if you believe in God, are you scared that he wouldn't pick you to go to heaven or anything? Like on Judgment Day, which is good when God get everybody around. Are you scared that he just won't pick you?
Well, I don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. But I do believe in a certain something else. I just don't know what that is. Does it bother you that I don't have a faith in God?
Sometimes it makes me shock, but no, that's your belief, you know, it's your belief. But what if there is I know you don't believe in God, but what if there is a judgment day? What if we all came in, there was an end and God was real? What would you think?
Well, I'm in trouble. I guess I'm going to be at God's mercy in that case.
Because you didn't believe in God?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what would happen. I don't know the answer to that.
Mr. Stuart?
Yeah.
I'm pretty glad you're my mentor. You taught me respect. You taught me how to be mature. You taught me how to be a young man. And you've inspired me. That's why you're the best role model I ever had.
Thank you.
So we just listened to a conversation we had 7 years ago. And you sounded 10 years old.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, a lot's changed since then.
Yeah. You know, I come from a very religious background. My whole entire family is very religious. Like, my whole family is Baptist. And just listening to it, you know, the whole edited part was about God. I talked about God a lot. And even though you told me, you know, your religious background and how you don't really believe in God, you believe in some, you know, you have different beliefs. Like, I was just so anxious, like, because I'm so young and anxious. So I kept on asking you about God and asking you all these questions and stuff about Judgment Day. I thought that was really funny.
So how has your faith changed, if it has at all?
My faith hasn't changed. I'm still, you know, my beliefs and my values will always be the same.
Mm-hmm. And what about me? Have you been any more disappointed or more accepting of the fact that I am an atheist and don't share your...
I've been more accepting because here's what I believe. No one is perfect on this earth. And for you to judge someone, you know, is just as worse as the sins, like stealing or lying, you know, like everyone sins, you know, no one's perfect. And I make a lot of mistakes, but I'm always careful to, you know, repent for my sins and ask for forgiveness because I know I'm not perfect. And I try not to judge other people because I know that there's always someone that's always doing probably a little worse than you, or there's always somebody that's doing a little bit better than you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really judge people if you don't know them. What kind of Christian would I be if I judged you? Because the Bible says, do not judge.
Mm. So, you know, listening to us talking 7 years ago, was there anything else that stood out for you?
When I was listening to it, I noticed when I said, I think the man said when he was introducing us, he said, I wanted to go to law school, but like my major didn't change a lot, like 3-4 times since I was 11 years old.
So law and singing, tell me about that.
I still sing. I'm still singing in church. Mm-hmm. I'm singing in my church choir. And I sing at school now, but it's no biggie. Like, main singing I do is always in church.
I would say that I remember 7 years ago, you sang a lot. And you mentioned that you were going to be a singer.
That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise, with praise.
And even if you are not at this point intending to be a professional singer, this seems to be a great opportunity for you to sing something just for old time's sake.
Okay, I guess. Well, this is a song that's always been, it's on my heart. It's called Lift Every Voice.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty.
Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
That was great, and that was perfect, just because this is going to be the National Day of Listening. And
wait, so everybody's going to hear this?
Well, only everybody on the planet, and then when we, as we broadcast it into the heavens, there may be other people or things listening in too. But you still sing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed, but the law, yeah, that changed. I had changed my major to wanting to be a inspirational dance choreographer or a hip hop dance choreographer. But mm-hmm. 17 years old now, and I ain't got discovery yet for dancing. So I guess my only choice right now is to go to college. And ever since I came to Benson, I can't remember everything about how I wanted to become a massage therapist. But I remember one moment, my great aunt, she had gotten a bad injury. She broke her arm. And I don't know how it started, but I had massaged the arm and put her to sleep. And then she just told me all the 10 minutes of how good I am and how I should become a masseuse. So I started looking more into it, and I really got interested in it. Now that's like my plan A. But I mean, I didn't stop dancing and singing. You know, that's still a part of me. You know, I still have a passion for all that, but massage therapy is really what I'm looking forward to right now.
So what happens in your future then? Because we age out of the Big Brothers, Big Sisters program in just a few months. And what happens then?
How I see it is I am going to age out of the program, but I'm not aging out of the relationship that me and you have built for the past 7 or 8 years we've been together. I know it's called the, like, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, but it feels more like a father figure program to me. So right now, you pick me up, you spend money on the food, buy us food and stuff. But when I become of age where I get my own car and to the point where I'm on my own and I can make my own decisions, then it's like it flips the script. Like, I'm old enough where I can pick you up and I can buy you something. I can pay for dinner, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start returning the favor.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be your mentor thus far. And obviously, I'm looking forward to continuing our relationship. But the last 7 years have been a great experience for me. I believe now even more what I believe then, which is that you have a very decent character and you had a lot of potential as a 10-year-old. And it's been a delight watching you over the last 7 years grow into that potential. You know, I'm seeing you, you know, flourish as a young man and showing a lot of character and a lot of kindness and generosity of spirit. You've made my life richer, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keontre Compton and his big brother, Stuart Chittenden. You can learn more about how to record an interview with a friend or loved one at nationaldayoflistening.org. For KIOS FM, I'm Mike Hansen.